Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Bocetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Lemonchick. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Rick Bocetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocetti hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk juggles the ball. That's an error on Quirk. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to third. Otis moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKay. The throw from Porter and he is out, Washington applying the tag. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. McKay picks up the ball and throws it to Cerrone, who tags the runner out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Terrell steals second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Terrell steals third. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bossetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemonchick covering, for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez bunts in front of the plate. Porter scoops up the ball and tags Gomez for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw pinch hits for Rick Bossetti. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing center field. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Washington scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Otis reaches second base with a double. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Cowens moves to third. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with McKay covering, for the out. Cowens scores. Quirk moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Mike Willis now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKay reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-3 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor scores. Cardi moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Blue Jays 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sam Ewing now playing right field. Bob Baylor now playing center field. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Washington reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 4 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Otis reaches second base with a double. McRae goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Royals. Tom Murphy now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Woods reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Woods scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Doug Ault pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cerrone scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Mingori now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 4 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.